Just one review of halakha that we learned this morning. There was a question in the halakha that although the deen is that a person has to read the Megillah twice, one at night and one in the morning, like it says in Siman Tafresh Pezayin, in Maran, halakha Aleph. And they learn it, they make the Rashot in the Gemara, to teach us that Megillah has to be read twice. So the Aruch HaShulchan dealt with a question that, interestingly enough, Acham Ben Sion deals with the same question. What if a person can only read the Megillah once? Should he read the Megillah at night? Or should he read the Megillah by the day? So initially he wants to say, could be, it's based on the Mahloket between Maran and the Ramah, legabeh the law of Shehiyanu. Ashkenazim, the Ramah brings down, that although you make Shehiyanu at night, because it's the first time you're reading the Megillah, you have to make again Shehiyanu in the day. What's the reason for that? Because the Ikar Megillah is in the day. That, they learn from a Tosafot in Masechet Megillah, that learns Ikar Pirsum HaNes is by the day. That's the opinion of the Rosh as well. So Chacham Ben Tzion wants to say, could be, according to those that say, you make a Shehiyanu during the day, and say, Ikar Pirsum HaNes is in the day, could be, you should wait for the day to read the Megillah, if you can only read it once. But according to the Sefer HaDim, we hold that you only make a Shehiyanu at night, like the Shitab de Rambam. We don't make a Shehiyanu in the day. It seems that to us, the mitzvah of the night and the mitzvah of the day are equal. And if we make the Shehiyanu at night, like always, whenever we make a berakah in Sukkah, we make the Shehiyanu at night. We don't make the Shehiyanu in the day when we sit in the Sukkah. So the same thing by Megillah. And therefore, Acham Ben Sion wants to say that according to Sefer HaDim, for sure, there would be no question. The first mitzvah that comes to a person's hands, he should fulfill it. And therefore, since the first mitzvah is at night, he should fulfill the mitzvah at the night. And he quotes on the bottom, interesting, where this Aruch went back and forth according to different opinions. Lema'aseh, the Aruch came out also, that according to all opinions, that really the first mitzvah that comes to a person, he should grab that mitzvah, which we read the mitzvah of the night. The She'ela is in the new volume of Or LeZion Chelek Dalet. It's on Daf Shin Yud Tet. The question was, Mi she'en biyicholto l'shmoa ela o kriyat ha-megillah ba'layla o kriyat ha-megillah ba'yom, eze kriyat ya'adif? Teshuva yesh la'adif kriyat ha-megillah ba'layla. So that is the discussion. Acham Ben Sion also has another discussion. In a previous she'ela, the halakha also says, as we learned, mevatlim Torah mipnei mikra Megillah, that one is allowed to mevatel Torah for the reading of the Megillah. Of course, one would ask a question: what do you mean mevatel Torah? Megillah is also Torah. You're not mevateling Torah; you're just closing one book and opening up another book. Why would that be called Bitul Torah? The Gemara says, Mebatlim Torah, Mepnei Mikra Megillah. So we understood from the Aruch HaShulchan explained, it's talking about a person that's even in his house, and he's learning. Now he has to close the book and go to the Bet Knesset in order to hear the Megillah Birov'am, because there's a mitzvah of Birov'am Hadrat Melech. Now, for him to walk to the synagogue takes him 10 minutes, till he parks, until he comes in, and there's delays. So he could argue, hey, listen, in these 25 minutes, I could have learned another daf of Gemara. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, Mevatlim Torah Mepnei Mikra Megillah, that one can make a Bitul Torah in order to go hear the Mikra Megillah. Chacham Ben Sion just makes a clarification that which we say, Mevatlim Torah Mepnei Mikra Megillah, means Mepnei Mikra Megillah B'Sibur of Birov'am Hadrat Melech, where the Bitul Torah is being done in order that he could go hear it in a big sibur. But if the Bitul Torah is not going to bring him to a bigger sibur or a bigger bit of am, so then the deen was never said. For example, if let's say people are sitting in the Beit Midrash and they want to have a shi'ur before the reading of the Megillah, the rabbi wants to give a shi'ur. So Chacham Ben Sion holds that it's not a problem to give a shi'ur if anyway these guys are praying there. Because then we don't say Mevatlim Torah, because anyway they're not going to pray in the bigger shul. If they were going to go, if because of the shi'ur they're not going to go pray in the bigger shul, then maybe you should not give the shi'ur and give them a chance to go. But if anyway they pray in the yeshiva, no one's going anywhere else. So he says, then the law of Mevatlim Torah does not apply. So again, those are the two halachot. Number one, clearly for the Sfaradim, one should grab the first Megillah that he can, if he can only do one of them, and that's Megillah Shel Laila. And of course, the Inyan of Berov Amad Dat Melech applies by Mikra Megillah. However, that Inyan of Berov Am that we say Mevatlim Torah is only if it's going to allow him to read the Megillah. But I should make one more point. That ironically, you see that there's no other Hag where people make more private minyanim in their homes than Purim, which is really v'nafochu. It's really the opposite of the halakha. Here the halakha says that if a person normally prays in his house, he has to go to the Bet Knesset. We saw the Shaare Tziyun brings down in the Tafresh Pezai in Tziv Katan Yud from the Haya Adam, that even if a person has a minyan in his house all year long, a minyan kavua in his house, they should stop the minyan in the house and go to the Bet Knesset where there's a bigger sibud. And what happens on Purim? People that normally pray in shul all year long on Purim, they go and they make a minyan in the house. Unless we could justify it because they're not going to hear it. It's too noisy or it's too boisterous and so on and so forth. But today, Baruch Hashem, many Batei Knesiyot, there's system and there's quiet and there's... So therefore, one should think twice before he's running, because he likes to be private. Oh, you know, I go to the house, 10 people, quiet, chick-chock, we read fast, there's no botherances. That's not Purim. Purim is the inyan of the Berom Am Adrat Melech. And that's what the halakha says, that even if a person normally prays in his house with a minyan, he should leave his house on Purim and go to the Bet Knesset. Called Shekin, people that pray in the Bet Knesset all year long should not, for the first time, start making minyanim in their homes, unless of course they have an excruciating circumstance which we're not discussing.